2 years ago, we went out in the field with biologist Tina Yerkes and other Ducks Unlimited researchers.
Every day these guys go out and they track the birds,
and that's basically how we figure out what they're doing.
At the time, they were tracking mallard hens, watching them nest, watching them as they moved their ducklings from the nest in the grass to nearby wetlands and lakes. After 3 years of study, they found some of the reasons duck reproduction rates are down. We recently had a chance to sit down and talk with Tina Yerkes about the study. She says, surprisingly, they found that egg production and nesting are good, despite nests being destroyed by mowers and predators eating the eggs.
The problem is duckling survival. We have very poor duckling survival in this area, and that leads us to believe that we need to alter our habitat programs to actually start doing more wetlands work.
So what's happening is the ducks are able to nest.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to hatch out the ducklings. But then when they move from the grasslands where the nesting is to the wetlands where the ducks feed, they grow, they're not surviving. What's killing them?
What we're seeing is that hens, once they hatch their young, they move right after the first day into the first wetland. And that's a dangerous journey, basically, because our habitat is so fragmented. They're moving these ducklings through non-grassed areas, across parking lots, roads. It's dangerous. And a lot of the ducklings either die from exhaustion or predators kill them on the way. A lot of avian predators get them at that point.
So we're talking about hawks and not so much domestic animals like cats and dogs.
Cats are a problem, yeah. It's hard to document exactly what is getting them, but feral cats and domestic cats are a problem. Hawks and jays sometimes even.
Blue jays.
Mm-hmm. Blue jays can be mean. Yeah, but it's interesting to note that, you know, if you put those corridors back between nesting sites and wetlands, it'll be a much safer journey for them.
So what are you proposing?
I would look more away from urban areas where those infrastructures are already intact. We would not certainly expect anybody to tear that type of stuff up. But outside the cities and urban areas, there are lots of opportunities to look at areas where there are grass existing or wetlands existing and then piece the habitat back together where we can.
There are places, for instance, in Chicago where they're working to do exactly that. Do you see that kind of an effort going on in most of the states you studied?
Yes, actually we do. Some states, like Chicago, is a very good example, a very strong park system, not only throughout the city but out in the suburbs as well. And we do see that in a lot of different places. That's a positive thing.
Where are the worst places for duckling survival?
The worst duckling survival was the site that you were at 2 years ago in Port Clinton, Ohio. And if you think about what that habitat looks like, what you have is a few patches of grass and an area that's heavily agriculturally based. But all the wetlands have been ditched and drained so that when a bird has to move from an area where it may have nested to get to a nice, safe wetland habitat, they have to make a substantial move across a lot of open fields that don't have any cover in them. So here you're talking about maybe looking at piecing cover back between the wetland areas and still being able to maintain farm operations at the same time.
What can farmers do to help duck survival?
Oh, let's see. Leave some patches of grass along the fields, especially if they have wetlands in their fields. Leave a nice margin around the wetland, a nice vegetative margin around the wetland, because the ducks will nest right in that edge as well. And then they don't have to move very far to take the ducklings to a nice food source in a nice wetland. So.
Now, this is not just about making sure that mallard ducks reproduce. What's this going to mean for the ecosystem as a whole?
Every time we replace a wetland or replace grass on the landscape, we're improving the water quality because those types of habitats remove nutrients and sedimentation from runoff. So there's all kinds of benefits. There's benefits to any other species that depends on grasslands to nest in or wetlands to either nest in or even for migratory birds. So there's just a suite of benefits beyond ducks.
Tina Yerkes is a biologist with Ducks Unlimited. She says the group will be working with states to try to put together programs to encourage development of corridors between the grasslands where the ducks nest and the wetlands where they thrive. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Lester Graham.